a flash, and then, you know, it creates
what
life.
The hell? You don't believe in the Big Bang, but if you did believe in the Big Bang, you'd think it would be like a sperm and an egg?
No, that's not what I said.
You're no, that's exactly what you said.
No, that's not what I meant. But, you know, that's
okay, could you tell me what you mean then? Because all I did was repeat what you said, so could you tell me what you meant?
Okay, what I meant was, if you have this idea that there is a Big Bang, like everything came from, you know, a space, and out of that space was an explosion, and then all life came out of, you know, microcell organisms over time, transformed and became intelligent, and, you know, develop into intelligent life somehow, you know, which is statistically, you know, so far-fetched, it's almost crazy. If you believe that, then, you know, doesn't really make sense due to the fact that you don't just throw a bunch of pots in a dumpster and a Mercedes-Benz drives out. There's intelligent design behind creation. There's intelligent design behind creating.
Okay, we have so many problems. I, for now, will ignore the indescribably stupid and naive straw man of the Big Bang that you proposed. We will walk past that because we're going to talk about evolution here. So you think that there is such a thing as intelligent design?
Absolutely.
What evidence of intelligent design do you see?
Well, can you explain the way that a seed is?
I didn't ask you to see if you can find an answer to a question that I don't know, a question that I don't know the answer to. I asked you for evidence of intelligent design.
It's intelligent. It's obviously intelligent. You can see.
Instead of begging the question and just declaring that it is this way, could you give me any evidence of anything intelligently designed?
Okay, for instance, if I take they have this new technology now that you can take a leaf.
No, I'm not asking you to tell me something about technology or something man-made that we already know is designed. I'm asking you, give me evidence that something we already know isn't designed is designed.
Okay, and I'm going to explain it to you.
Weren't going to do that, actually. So tell me how you give me the evidence that life is designed. Don't do it through analogy. Don't do it by saying, well, here's an example of something that we know is designed, therefore life is designed too. Give me evidence.
To listen and have patience.
I have talked to literally hundreds of people that do the exact same thing. I am like a carpenter who makes stairs. I can see 10 steps ahead of you. It's in my mind, okay? So give me evidence of something about life being designed. Not by way of analogy, give me evidence.
Okay, and I was giving you evidence. You obviously are not intelligible.
I am interrupting you to repeat the prompt, which is for you to give me evidence. Not to crow about what you don't like about me. Give me evidence.
It's not what I don't like about
you. So I'm interrupting you again because you did not give me any evidence. You started to crow again. Give me evidence of intelligent design in life.
When you have people who are intelligent, that have an ability to think, reason, have insight, have an ability to take knowledge and process it in order to reach reasonable conclusions, and they can create themselves, they can create.
So I'm interrupting you because what I told you not to do is to give examples of things that are known to be designed, which is what you literally just started to do. So can you give me evidence of intelligent design in life?
Different expressions of intelligence. How do you explain
So we actually already went over this. I'm going to interrupt you again because I told you don't try to find a question that I can't answer because that doesn't prove that you are right. What I said was give me evidence of intelligent design in life.
So anyway, obviously, you know, that you're not intelligent enough to process, you know.
So what I said was, give me evidence of intelligent design in life.
Can you give me examples of intelligent?
I'm not the one that believes that. So I don't know what that was right there. That was like, you know, when you back an animal into a corner and it pisses and shits all over itself, like as a defense mechanism. That's kind of what you did there. That was the shit piss fallacy. The tinkle, tinkle, tinkle fallacy. So instead of giving me a piss shit fallacy, can you give me evidence of design in life? See, we got there. You don't have any evidence of it. This is just a declaration that you make. You have zero evidence. What you have is you try to find out questions that people that believe in evolution can't answer as if that means you're right. That's not what that means. I could sit up here and say, hey, dude, if God created us all, why has my dad never said I love you? And then you don't know the answer to that, and then that means that your idea is false? No, that's not how it works.
There's plenty of scientific reasons why your dad never said, I love you.
Scientific reasons? Okay, so do you have any like scientific evidence that life is designed?
It's everywhere. Open your eyeballs. Are you
so
dumb?
Instead of begging the question and then just saying, my evidence that life is designed... Is that life is designed? Could you give me any evidence?
The evidence is in the intelligence of man.
So instead of begging the question and then saying the evidence of intelligent design is that we see intelligence, could you give me any evidence?
And unreasonable.
I didn't hear anything you said because I was talking. So instead of begging the question, can you give me any evidence?
So you're just going to discount what I just said?
No, because you are going in circles and begging the question. What evidence of intelligent design is there? Answer number one, Daniel, quit it. I asked you for evidence, and the first thing you said was, look around you. So the evidence, you're just begging the question by doing that. And then you begged the question a second time by me saying, when I asked you what evidence of intelligence is there, you said humans are intelligent.
It doesn't happen like that, buddy. It doesn't happen like that. You don't just drive a bus.
You know that I didn't hear a single word you said, right? Because I was talking. Okay, well, maybe now you understand it. Give me the evidence.
You give me the evidence.
I don't believe in intelligent design. You're pissing and shitting all over yourself again. Stop it, Daniel. Stop it. Get help. Give me the evidence.
Is that what the annual is doing? Breathe, brother. Because I know what my name means. It means God is my judge. It doesn't mean you're my judge.
Well, you're in my house, bitch. So answer the question. What evidence do you have?
Not in your house. I'm completely separate from your house.
So, man, could I get somebody with a double-digit IQ that believes in intelligent design to come up here? Because this idiot doesn't even understand a figure of speech. Are there any double-digit IQ people that believe in intelligent design watching this live stream right now? Double digits. That's all I'm asking for. Daniel, do you have any evidence yet?
I gave you evidence.
No, you didn't. You begged the question. You told me to look at the trees. Well, guess what? I'm friends with the Lorax, and he speaks for the trees. And the Lorax said, "You're a fucking idiot."
If I can connect a thing to a leaf and listen to the sounds of a leaf because of my intelligence and ability to take sound waves out of something that doesn't even make sound, then it shows intelligent life, that life is intelligent.
Trees make tree leaves rustle in the wind. Me, Daniel, me, RM Smart, me hear leaf rustle, me think intelligent design. What are you doing? What are you doing? Daniel, what are you doing?
You're not even arguing about anything. You're not even giving any examples of intelligent life or lack
Daniel,
thereof.
I don't believe in intelligent design. Why would I give you the evidence of the thing that I don't think is true? I'm asking exactly. You for evidence.
Exactly. So if you can't even articulate it, then and you can't.
I don't believe in intelligent design. Stop asking me for evidence of it. I don't believe in it. I'm not going to do your homework for you, okay? Give me evidence. Don't tell me to look at trees and listen to the rustling of leaves. Give me evidence. You're muted. You got to tap your thing to unmute yourself because I didn't want us to talk over each other.
Okay, so if you are allowing someone to speak on something that you do not believe and they're saying valid points that other people do believe in, and their intelligent reasons, according to other people, just like you can say stuff according to science, and a lot of science is incorrect and tells lies and makes things up, but I'm agreeing with what you're saying based off of a certain level of understanding that I have, then I'm showing signs of intelligence. What you're doing is showing signs of...
You said, I listen to the rustling of leaves in trees, and that's your evidence of intelligent design.
That's not what I said. You didn't even.
Yes, it is. That is precisely what you said. You said tree leaves rustle in the wind and I can hear it and I'm intelligent. That's the evidence of intelligent design. You're going to have to do better than that, Daniel.
Leaves rustling in the wind.
Oh my, that's exactly, now you're committing a verbatim fallacy. You didn't say the words rustling in the wind, but you said leaves make sound. Daniel, take the microphone out of your mouth, because that's all we can hear. Now, pull your head out of your ass, take the microphone out of your mouth, give me evidence.
The person that is intelligent enough, like a child is not intelligent enough.
Give me evidence. Don't give me an argument. Give me evidence. You're muted, Daniel. Give me evidence, and I will mute you as soon as you aren't giving me evidence.
Because you're full of shit.
Daniel, give me evidence. Can we get some bottles in the chat for Daniel, please? Can we get some bottles in the chat for Daniel, please? There we go. There's some bottles.